Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs Realtor, Justin Hermes. Take you in this time to promised
land, to show you everyone. All right, folks, how are we doing? Thanks for joining me in another episode here of Real Estate Realities. Boy, it's starting to get a little cold. Break out the jackets. And I tell you what, the real estate market is starting to cool down as well. A lot of people say, yes, that's normal, as it's back to school time and people settle in a little bit more with the holidays coming up. But I will say it's a little different this year because interest rates are rising. The Feds just raised them a week ago, and we're supposed to have three more rate hikes this upcoming year. So it's making that affordability much tougher and tougher, and we've seen the inventory rise. So I do think this following year we are going to see an appreciation of closer to 6-7% instead of the 10-11% we've seen these past years. And that's healthy for the market. That is good. Okay, so that's not all negative. Just keep in mind when you're listing, list in your home coming in this time of year, you better list aggressively. And don't use that list price off sales from the summer and the spring because it's a much different time of year. I still always believe that early spring's the best time to sell, so keep that in mind. You may be better off waiting 3 or 4 months and then putting your house on the market in February or March, okay? Some great news here in Colorado Springs. We got a food hall coming up downtown. That's just going to be 2 blocks south of where the old Southside Johnny's was, okay? The building's under contract. I can't give you the address of it, but there's going to be 4 restaurants going in there. We've seen these concepts in Denver, and it's a great success. Rumors are Bristol. That's the company who's going to be purchasing the building, and they will have a restaurant in there and then bringing in 3 other partners to join them as well. Okay? Not all good news, though. Mattress Firm is closing 8 stores here in Colorado. They're closing a bunch nationwide, but they're closing 8 of them here in Colorado, and we have some of those stores here in Colorado Springs. Okay? Now we're going to go into the meat of the show, and that is talking about how buyers are overprotected in the real estate market here in Colorado Springs, okay? And if you have any questions about that first segment of the show, call me, 719-232-1063, or email me, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net, okay? So people ask, why are buyers so protected? And it's really the real estate laws here in Colorado. It's not just Colorado Springs, but it's throughout Colorado. And to be honest, I think they're overprotected. I feel like sellers are really hung out to dry a majority of the time. And we're going to go into how buyers can get out of contracts and really leave the sellers in the wind, okay? So the first thing we got is an inspection deadline in the contract, okay? And so this is a deadline we have where the buyers pay an inspector to go inspect the house, and then they make requests on what they'd like the seller to fix, okay? Herein lies the first problem. In the state of Colorado, house inspectors don't have to be licensed. So you can get Uncle John in there inspecting a house who has no real experience, tinkering with your furnace, something breaks, number one. That can be a problem. He's messing with the electrical box, okay? And how reliable is the information? I mean, they're putting this information in a report, and this buyer is asking for these things to be fixed. Well, how credible is the house inspector if they don't have to be a licensed house inspector? Anybody can do it. Okay, so I think that's one of the things that really needs to change in these upcoming years is having these home inspectors licensed, because that's going to improve the credibility of the reports and protect the sellers from something bad happening in their house during these inspections. Now, we always use a licensed home inspector because we want to protect our buyers. And they carry that OSHA coverage. If they miss anything, they got coverage for up to $2 million. Very important. But who says every buyer's agent out there in Colorado Springs is having their inspectors carry a license, okay? So say the report comes back clean. Still, buyers can back out. They get their earnest money, okay, which is usually on a $300,000 house is $3,000, and that's held by a real estate brokerage or held by a title company. But If they just want to get out of the contract, they can send a termination off inspection, and that buyer receives their earnest money back, even if that report is totally clean. So I don't think that's quite fair. Do I think that'll change? No, I really don't. I don't think that's possible, that we can really force buyers to stay into a deal off the inspection. Okay? But what I will tell you is if you have a good listing agent, they're going to push up those deadlines and be very sensitive to it. So I really very rarely let an inspection objection deadline go further than 14 days out from the execution of that contract, because I don't want to be off the market for much longer than 14 days. Now, if I can push for 7 days, great. Now, that sometimes is a little tougher to push people to get it done that fast, but I try to feel out the buyer's agent and see if I can move those deadlines up, because I am representing the seller, and that's how you can avoid these buyers terminating and taking you off the market for so long. Okay? Now, what I do believe needs to change is terminating off the loan objection. Okay? So what that is the buyer getting an out of the contract because they don't qualify for the loan, or they don't like the interest rate or the terms. Well, I think this needs to change, because if the buyer has disclosed an interest rate when they do their loan application and they know the terms of the loan, if those terms don't change and everything is locked in, which if you have a good lender, it'll all be locked in at that time of application or shortly after, then I do believe that they have to show proof that they lost their job or had another life circumstance that will not allow them to qualify for this loan. Because for a buyer to step out of a contract and say, I didn't like the interest rate, I thought I was going to get a 2% interest rate, you know, when really they told me it was 5% at the beginning. Well, that's bogus. They just had a change of heart, and their feet should be held to the fire, because that's really how the contract should be read. But in this day and age, sellers are not able to keep that earnest money, and the buyers get it back. They could terminate, you know, 10 days before closing or so. So that's another deadline I watch. I try to push up as far as possible is that loan objection deadline, because once we get past that deadline, I know that the earnest money goes hard and my seller is much more protected at that point, okay? Now, I do tell people once someone spends money on an inspection, that's $300-$400. Then they spend money on an appraisal. That's another $600-$700. We start to feel a little bit more comfortable because now they've spent closer to $1,000. So that's another thing we keep our eye on is that appraisal deadline. The more money the buyer spends, the less likely they are to back out. If they have a change of heart, they're going to get out of it either before the inspection takes place or before that deadline occurs. Very few times do we see them drop out after the appraisal. Okay, so just something to keep in mind. You got to be very sensitive to the dates. A lot of people get caught up in the price and the closing date instead of really taking a close look at these other dates that protect the buyers. Okay, so that's really how you combat this, is tightening up the dates, putting more pressure on the buyers. Another tool I like to use, that's what I do for you. I keep those deadlines nice and tight. Okay, something else I like to do is get more earnest money down than the normal 1% of that contract price. Now, sometimes we can't always do that. When we have a VA loan and they're not putting any money down and they barely have the $2,000 for earnest money, we can't make that happen. But if we're selling a $500,000 house and the buyer's putting 20% down, why can't we ask for $10,000 in earnest money to pad our sellers a little more, but more so to really make that buyer think when they're writing that earnest money check of the commitment. It shows their heart and it shows their intent. Very important. Now, one of the last things I want to talk about is specific performance. So if you're a buyer out there and you're going, I want to show my intent and show that I'm going to buy this house no matter what. Well, there's a section in the contract that you can select that is specific performance. That means the sellers can go after you and if you do not perform to the contract. Okay, so very few times do we see that box get selected, but it is something to keep in mind. You get in a hot market, you got a lot of bidding wars, you put that specific performance in there, it shows very strong intent Also, if you put an inspection clause in just saying, hey, we're going to only look at health and safety items, or go a step further and say we're buying it as is, which is a fantastic idea if you're buying a townhouse or a condo and you're in a bidding war, because really you're not looking at any major ticket items, right? No roof, no siding. Now, yeah, you still have the HVAC, okay, but you can get a home warranty for that. So keep that in mind. Buying as is, I've used that tool many a times on a townhouse or a condo where I feel like there's less liability for my buyers, okay? And then I use that health and safety clause when we're buying a single-family home. It just shows, hey, we're not going to nickel and dime you for paint scratches here and there. We're just looking at electrical, plumbing, those major ticket items, okay? So there's different clauses you can use. I just wanted to give you a sample of some of the most commonly used ones I like to use to either get my buyer under contract or protect my seller even more. But if you have more questions about how those work or any other thoughts on anything I talked about, just feel free to call me at 719-232-1063 or email me at justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. Okay? So the big ticket items we talked about, buyers being overprotected on the inspection and on the loan objection. Those are the two major deadlines I want you to get ingrained in your head if you're going through a real estate transaction or if you're going to. Take a close look at those inspection deadlines and the loan objection deadlines. And then I'll go a step further and say the earnest money you have down and the amount. All right? Because that is definitely something you want to keep an eye on, especially as you go into wintertime where you don't have as many buyers. And if you just went under contract, the last thing you want to do is have a termination in November when you got Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up and the snow starts flying. So next show, what we're going to talk about is really interest rates and how they're affecting the rental market, how they're affecting first-time home buyers. And we're going to take a deep look into the market here, what it's doing, what we foresee it doing coming into the summer. So we're going to go over inventory on single-family homes, condos, townhouses. We're going to go over September stats, see where those were at, and then talk a little bit about what we foresee for the spring and for the summer, because it will not be the same as this last year with the interest rates being hiked up and inventory rising. It'll be a much different market. So definitely something you want to tune into. And if you're listening to this before October 12th, join us down at the Pioneers Museum, 5 to 7 p.m., as we honor our first responders. My team and I will be there cutting a check for $10,000 to those organizations, and then we ask you to bring all the spare change you have to honor the Sheriff's Department, CSPD, and the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Okay, thanks for joining me once again. If you have any questions on any topics we covered, feel free to call me, 719-232-1063, or check out our website, thehermesteam.net, or you can always email me, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. All right, guys, so I'm hoping next time I talk to you, it's a little bit warmer. I know the snow's starting to fly, but if it's not any warmer, come on over and help me pull out my snowboards. Have a good week. Talk to you next week. Come together.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Hi, this is Justin Hermes of RE/MAX Properties. Now is the time to show your support for our local heroes as we honor our first responders. We're hosting a fundraiser for CSPD, the Sheriff's Department, and the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Please join me at the Pioneers Museum on October 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. Please bring any spare change you may have. Come on out and show your support as we fill up a truck with donations. For more information, call me 719-232-1063.